Extra, extra, read all about it.
I'm Bill Newman, and this Civil Liberties Minute is about the Ditch Weekly, a seasonal summer newspaper conceived of and staffed by middle and high school students in Montauk, New York. As reported in the New York Times, the top editor of The Ditch, Billy Stern, and the paper's most prolific columnist, Teddy Rattray, are 15. In 2024, Billy and Teddy and Teddy's cousin Ellis conceived of an 8-page newspaper exploring their town from a teenager's perspective, and they published 10 issues last summer. Now, in the summer of 2025, they're back with a staff of 20 teenagers and plans to publish and distribute 2,000 copies each week through Labor Day. The success of the sales department, headed by 13-year-old Harry Carousis, is vouched for by the 17-year-old chief financial officer, Charlie Stern. The paper turns a profit, and a portion of those profits go to an organization that facilitates surfing for kids with disabilities. Of course, content is crucial. Stories include in-depth reporting about business owners surviving hard times, and coverage of the police blotter, and interviews with the local surf shop owner, and restaurant reviews, and much more. They even interviewed the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, and ran it on page one. As for parents, they're not involved, with one exception, when the kids need a ride. So, this congratulations to the Ditch Weekly, made possible by the ACLU, because freedom, including the First Amendment, can't protect itself. It needs the next generation.